Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumpy stages. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumpy stages. So if you've been dumped, you are likely going through heartbreak and you will be wondering to yourself, what stages am I going to be going through before I stop feeling this pain and before I stop wanting my ex back? Well, it does vary from person to person, and you won't necessarily ever get to the stage of where you would say no to your ex if they wanted to get in touch with you. But what I'm going to be telling you today is what are the likely stages that most dumpies will go through. There is no set time limit to these stages. They can be very short, they can be relatively medium kind of length, or they can be quite a long time. Everybody's different. Everybody goes through these stages in different ways. So this is just a generalized viewpoint, and I hope that it can give you some comfort when you are going through the choppy waters of a breakup. So let's get straight into this. And number one is that you are obviously going through that initial heartbreak that you're possibly feeling right now, if you're listening to this podcast, where you would do anything to get your ex back. You feel like you need to be doing something, even though the best advice is to use my version of a no contact rule, which I have done on other podcasts. I've gone into it in depth. So please make sure you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my versions of the no contact rule and my ideas and my concepts. But looking at this in general, if you're somebody who's just been dumped and you're going through that heartbreak, you're going to have that desperation of trying to do something to get your ex back. You just can't think of anything else. It consumes your mind. It consumes your time and your energy. And that is the first stage, okay? It's in essence the first stage of heartbreak. You know, I'm calling this podcast Dumpy Stages, but I also like to refer to it as the three stages of heartbreak. And stage one is where you would just thinking about your ex 24/7. Your ex is the only person that crosses your mind. You can't think of any other possibility than wanting to be with your ex. When somebody says to you, maybe your friend says, okay, you need to get back out there and meet somebody else, you're thinking, no, I don't want to. I will only ever love my ex. I can't even consider anybody else. Okay, that is the first stage of heartbreak. It's the first of the dumpy stages. You're probably going through this right now, but I am here to tell you that you will move forward from this. Okay, the vast majority of people will move from this stage to the next. And although it can take varying times, sometimes it's quicker for others, sometimes it's a long time, you will get there. So please remember, don't feel like the desperation will be with you forever. I'm here to give you hope. I'm here to give you that nod of appreciation that I understand what you're going through because I've been there, okay? But I'm also here to tell you, you will get through this. This pain will not last forever, I promise you. So I just want to quickly say as well that I have been asked by people whether there's anything they can do to support my podcasts. Okay, there's a number of people who like listening to my podcasts, but they don't need my email coaching service or anything like that. And they're wondering, can they do anything to support my podcasts? And yes, you can. Okay, you know, if you'd be so kind as to subscribe to my podcast, that would be fantastic. You know, that would be the biggest thing you could do for me. Looking at my analytics recently, 80% of my listeners are not subscribed. It would make a huge difference for me if you could subscribe. I would be very appreciative, okay? That's all you've got to do. If you just subscribe to my podcasts, that would make a big difference and I will really appreciate it. If you would like to help in a slightly more financial sense, then just to let you know, I do have a Patreon. Okay, I've got a lot of content on my Patreon that as soon as you become a gold member will unlock. This content includes podcasts, which can't be found anywhere else, as well as other content. Once I have Patreons, I do always add a new podcast or a new bit of content once a week. If I drop down to having no Patreons, then obviously I stop until I get some more because it would be a bit pointless. But if you was to become a Patreon right now, you will find a lot of content there. And it's just for the price of buying me one drink a month, okay? It's the equivalent of just getting me a drink, saying that you really enjoy my podcasts and you're going to buy me a drink. That is the equivalent of what you would be paying. And you will have all this extra gold content as well. And plus, once I have Patreons, I do add content once a week. So yeah, if you could subscribe to my podcast, then that's fantastic. If you'd become a Patreon, then that's even more fantastic. Okay, I'd be very much appreciative of you doing that. So the second stage of heartbreak, the second stage you will go through as a dumpy, is where you start to acknowledge other people again, okay? So you still want your ex back, you are still desperate to hear from them again, but all of a sudden, you kind of just naturally start to notice people again. You start to naturally start to feel attracted to other people again. And it's during this stage that you might find yourself connecting with new people and possibly having short-term relationships or flings. And although they're unlikely to be long-term, they will, in essence, fill a void. It's a bit like saying to yourself, I need to fill this void. I want my ex back. That's my main aim, to get my ex back. However, I am able now to move forward and fill a void and be in a short-term relationship with somebody else. And people will often find that is when they will go on lots of different dating experiences, even if deep down they don't even want a long-term relationship. All I would say about this is when you get to this stage is please be honest with the people that you are dating. Tell them your situation. Say that you're not fully ready to go into a long-term relationship. And if they're still happy to date you, even if it's short-term, then that's fantastic. Okay, you might meet somebody in a very similar position. You can have a great time. You can start to feel positive again. But, you know, if you're in this stage, you will still be hoping to hear from your ex again. And you will likely avoid long-term relationships. You will likely end something, even if it feels good. Because if it's gone on for a little bit too long, if you've been seeing somebody for a few months, you'd probably think to yourself, no, I don't want this to get serious. I want to be available for my ex, okay? I personally, from the outside looking in, would now say to you, that's not necessarily the best advice, you know, to give yourself. Okay, if you're happy, you want to be progressing with that. But I'm just saying, I understand, I've been there, and I know what you're going to be feeling. And you'll probably be thinking, I want to wait for my ex, so I'm not going to get in too deep. So as long as you let the other person know your thoughts, okay, probably don't mention you're waiting for your ex, but just say you're not ready for anything too deep or serious. If they're okay with that, then that is fantastic. And you can enjoy some dating, start to feel more positive about yourself, but you're also still waiting to hear from your ex if they decide to get in touch. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So now we're moving into the third stage of heartbreak, the third stage of the dumpy. And so you've gone through the initial stage where all you're thinking about is your ex. You've moved into the second stage where you're open to dating, but ultimately you're still waiting for your ex. And that can be a particularly long period. you know, okay, from experience, I was in that period for quite a long time. You don't want to be setting yourself time limits. You need to move forward when you naturally feel ready, okay? But eventually, you will move into the third stage of heartbreak, the third stage of a dumpee, and that is when you have kind of accepted your new situation. And that is when you might still be open to hear from your ex again whilst you're single, but you are ready to get into a new long-term relationship. And you are now at the mindset that if you get into a new long-term relationship before you hear from your ex again, then that is fine and you're going to go for it. And if you do hear from your ex in the future, then you're just going to ignore it, okay? Because you will be happy with your new partner. And that is where you will eventually get to, okay? You will likely be in a position one day where although you might still be open to hearing from your ex again whilst you're single, you will also be open to get to know somebody else and get into a long-term relationship with a brand new connection. And that is a magical point when you realize that, okay, I'm single at this moment. If I hear from my ex, then great. But if I don't, I'll be fine because I'm ready to get deep with somebody else. And you'll often find an even better connection than the one you had with your ex, okay? So you could be in any of these positions right now. You could be any of these stages. But I'm just here to tell you that the likelihood is you will move through all of these stages one at a time until you come out the other side feeling better and feeling like a new improved person and ready to get back out into the dating world. So I'm here to give you positivity. I'm here to give you hope because ultimately, it doesn't matter whether you hear from your ex again or not, even if it feels like that right now, because I can tell you, you will be happy again. Because with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vince and Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vince and Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.